Welcome to the On the Road to Freedom podcast. We're so glad you joined us today. We can't wait to get into the Word with you and share some truth that's going to change your life. Make sure and hit the subscribe button and help us spread the word by rating and reviewing the show. You can also connect with us at mylan.org for more helpful resources. Now, let's get into today's show.
Hallelujah. I hope you're having a wonderful day. I am having a humdinger, is what we call it in Georgia. We are in Colorado, Evergreen, Colorado. Yes. And this home is called Above the Clouds.
It
literally is built into the rock.
Yeah.
They built the home inside all of these rocks on the side of this magnificent cliff.
Mm.
I mean, they'll be showing you pictures of it through the day. A creek runs through the inside of the house. It comes from up there above the, and goes through it, and you can hear it running in there. This guy's got glass walls, and this big old deck is out here. We're at 9,500 feet elevation, looking over the valley, and all the snow runs in the background, the snow tips, mountains up on top. This place is ridiculous.
Yeah, it is.
God is so good, and we're so thankful. Anyway, we want to share the word with you. Today's show is about the victory. What does it mean? People use that word. People throw it around all the time, you know? The victory channel.
Yeah.
We have the victory.
Have the
this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith.
Yes.
And that's what the victory is all about.
Amen.
It is, by the way, your show. We're not doing this for us. We're doing this for you. I'm thankful that we got this revelation.
Amen.
And then we're going to share it with anybody who wants it.
Yeah.
And boy, it will change your life just like it changed ours.
Amen.
This is good stuff. How can we pray for you today? We really want to do that. We're already praying for you.
Mm-hmm.
Generically, we pray over all of our team members. We pray over everybody watching.
Well, we pray the word over
you.
Of
course.
When he says generic, that's what he means.
We pray
the promises of God over you.
Exactly. Over your health.
Amen.
Over your finances, over your family, over your money, your whatever is important to you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a specific request, and the enemy's been attacking you in a certain way, and you want us to pray about it, go to mylan.org, let us know how to pray.
Yes.
They will track us down no matter where we are, and we will pray.
Yeah, amen.
Specifically with you. John 8:31, verse 32, if you continue my word, it'll make you my disciples, and you'll know the truth. The truth that you know, it'll make you free.
Amen.
And God wants you to be free, and free indeed. So that's what we're here for. We're going to continue in the word today. Will you have me today, my love?
Yes, and you know, we want you to know, Team Mylan, we are praying for you, and we want to thank you for your prayers, for your agreement, for your giving that has paid for this new TV gear and equipment
Amen.
That is filming this beautiful creation, our set today.
Come on.
You know, we love that nature is our set, that God is our set designer.
Amen.
We love that. It's such a privilege and such an honor. But thank you, Team Mylan, again. And now your giving is supporting us, upgrading all of our computers right now, our website, software, all of the technical things that help us to be more efficient in ministering to those who contact us from around the world. Thank you for that.
And just as importantly, they're praying for us.
Yes.
We really are partners.
We need your prayers.
For you and you're praying
we're praying.
For us.
That's
magnificent.
Right.
This is the way God designed it to work.
That's right. And we understand that the daily news reports right now, it can be alarming. You know, the wars, the rumors of wars, the gas prices, inflation rising. So this is a good time for you to remember, for us to remember that we do have the victory.
Come on.
Praise God. All of our years of learning how to live by faith are for this moment in time.
That's right.
It's for such a time as
it's
this.
It's for when it looks like it's not working.
That's right.
It's for when it
it's
feels
for right
like.
Now.
That's right. It feels like that we can't live by faith because it just doesn't work. But that's not true. It does work.
Yes,
and
it
we
does.
We are living and winning by faith.
Amen. And then 2 Timothy 3:1, it's important for you to understand that we're in the last of the last days that Jesus called perilous times.
Mm.
And it says here, but understand this, that in the last days, dangerous times of great stress and trouble will come. So we shouldn't be surprised by all the news reports that we're seeing. Because God prepared us in His Word for these times we're living in now. He said difficult days will come that will be hard to bear. That's why we're trying to get this word of faith to the entire world, because this is the victory that will overcome everything going on in the world right now.
It is
our faith in God and in His Word. That's why the Victory Channel is so essential right now, preaching the word of faith 24/7 around the world. It's needed for such a time as this. Now, you know, I was praying one morning and the Holy Spirit gave me some revelation on the word victory. And He reminded me that the word victory in itself denotes battle.
Yeah.
The word by itself means battle.
Right.
Now,
right.
Here's what victory is defined as. Conquest. The defeat of an enemy in battle.
Come on now.
A gaining.
Take
now, that's
time.
So
that's
good.
That's so important, baby.
And
you
we're talking about victory that. Right now.
Yeah.
Victory means the defeat of an enemy in battle. A gaining of the superiority in war or combat. That's the Webster's 1828 Dictionary, which is founded on the Word of God, Christian principles. In the Strong's Concordance, victory means to conquer. Hallelujah. Another definition, real simple, is it's a win. Victory means a win. So think about it. Why would God promise us victory if there wasn't something that we needed to overcome, right? Because many sincere Christians believe that their faith in God means that they can lie on flowery beds of ease. That's what Kenneth E. Hagin said, right? But that was not what God said. Instead of fighting the fight of faith, God said there's a good fight.
Yeah.
It's the fight of faith.
Come
and instead
now.
Of fighting that fight when trials come,
that's it.
How many bemoan their situation?
Come on.
And they wonder, why me, Lord? Why me, right? So 1 Timothy 6:12 says, fight the good fight of faith, right? You need to be ready to fight. You know,
and don't kid yourself. Don't think that there's never a war going on.
Right.
There is a spiritual war going on at your house today.
Yeah.
And every day.
Yeah, there's always spiritual warfare
going on.
We
can win. Yes, we
can. That's right. So we fight the good fight of faith. We lay hold on eternal life to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. We have a good confession. What is that? Well, it says fight the good fight of faith, and the reason why is because we win. Mm-hmm. Our good confession is that if we don't quit and we don't give up,
that's
we
right.
win.
That's
that
right.
is the victory. Amen?
Jesus confirmed that there would be challenges to this life.
Yeah.
John 16 and verse 33 in the New King James says, these things have I spoken to you, that in me you may have peace in the world. You will have tribulation.
Right.
As long as you live on this planet. This ain't heaven. Today we're in Colorado, but wherever you are, there's going to be some tribulation going on.
Right. So we don't need to be surprised by it, right?
Right.
Right.
In the world, you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have
overcome the world.
The world.
Hallelujah.
It's not going to hurt you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
We can be of good cheer because Jesus destroyed the works of the devil.
Yes, He did.
It says in 1 John 3 and verse 8, for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that He might destroy the works of the devil.
Yes.
Jesus made a way for us to live victoriously in this life.
Mm.
Right in the here,
right
not
now.
In heaven.
Right now.
That's going to be better, but in this life.
Now let's stop a minute.
Right.
You need to get this. Jesus already defeated the devil for
Come
you.
Come on now.
The devil is a defeated foe.
Exactly.
Amen. Yes.
Jesus made a way for us to live victoriously in this life without fear.
So we have no reason to fear. That's
right.
it. Amen.
Our part is to absolutely refuse fear concerning the warfare we see around us. No fear here. That's my confession.
Amen.
Come on,
no fear.
You in agreement with that?
I'm in agreement
Let's
with that.
Let's say it together.
No fear here.
That's what we mean it. We decree
Amen.
It. We establish it. It's the truth.
Yes.
We have already conquered in Christ Jesus, but we, of course, must enforce that victory every day. How do we do that? We cast down imagination. It looks like it's getting tough. It looks like it ain't working. It looks like our kinfolks are saying, oh man, don't you realize you got your head in the sand?
Mm-hmm.
You keep saying the things that are not as though they were, but you're denying the way they are, and that's not true. They're claiming we're lying. Mm. And yet we're just obeying God when we say, I know it looks bad, but that's not the end. It's not over.
That's
my
right.
God has done something about this, and it will manifest in our lives mm-hmm. because we believe it. We say it, and we expect it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh.
Amen.
For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. And by the way, those are not weak holes. We're talking about tough stuff here. We're talking about the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. We don't go bad like the world does.
Mm-hmm.
Our weapons are spiritual.
Yes.
And they work.
Mm-hmm.
100% of the time. When we believe in God and we do them His way, we do things His way, we have the power of God backing us.
Yes.
Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into the captivity of the obedience of Christ.
Yes.
That means thinking on the things that He said, not on the bad stuff, but talking about and thinking, what's a virtue? What's beauty? What's integrity? What's honor? What's the good things, the love of God?
Yes.
Think on these things, He said. After casting down imaginations, then it's time to rejoice.
That's right. And before we go there, I want to reiterate here that our part, Jesus has completely destroyed every work of the evil one.
Yes.
But
yes.
Our part is to enforce that victory. And
Amen.
He said, in this world, you're going to have trials and tribulation. So we have to enforce. That's why we have to fight the good fight of faith. Well,
Amen.
How do we enforce that victory? What Mylon just explained to you is we have to cast down those imaginations. We have to cast down mm. when the enemy tries to tempt us to get into fear
Amen.
And worry and doubt and unbelief.
That's right.
And then once we decide, no, we're choosing to trust God, then we do need to rejoice because praise is our battle cry. You know, when I looked at victory as a keyword search, what amazed me is that rejoice kept coming up in correlation with victory. Well, the reason why is because if we really believe we have the victory, we will rejoice no matter what it looks like, right? Rejoice means to be glad, to be full of joy. Praise God. 2 Corinthians 20:15, this is how we learn that praise is our battle cry. If you're in a battle right now, this is essential for you winning the victory. Praise is our battle cry. In 2 Corinthians 20:15, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude. It was a great army that had come against Israel.
Amen.
And God said to them, for the battle is not yours, but God's.
Amen.
And you will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves. Stand
yes.
still. Be still and know, hallelujah. Yeah. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Verse 17 says, do not fear or be dismayed. Just receive this today. As we speak the word of God, just receive this by faith. Do
Amen.
Not fear or be dismayed.
I agree.
Tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord is with you. Say this after me. The Lord is with me.
The Lord is with me.
And I will not fear.
And I will not fear.
Hallelujah. Verse
Thank
21
you.
Through 22. And when he had consulted with the people, this was the king at that time, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of his holiness as they went out before the army and were saying, here's what they were singing, here's what they were saying before the battle. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever.
Praise the Lord for his mercy endures forever. Thank you, Lord.
One more time.
Praise the Lord for his mercy endures forever.
Hallelujah. And as they began to sing and
Thank
to praise,
Lord.
It says the Lord sent ambushes against the people, against their enemy, and the enemy was defeated. Hallelujah. So praise
And our
is,
enemy is defeated.
Yes,
praise
is our battle cry. Hallelujah.
Amen. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 18 explains it this way.
Yes.
We believe and
therefore
we speak. And this is the word of faith which we preach.
Yeah.
Praise God. God's promises concerning victory.
Oh, these are good. Get
these
ready.
These are amazing. Now, get ready. You might want to write this down.
Amen.
I don't know.
These
you
are
might
good.
Want to call some of your friends and tell them they need it. And maybe family, but I'd be careful how you do that. But they might want to see some of these shows.
Yeah.
You might want to start texting people before they start, if you know what time they come on, what channel, and tell people, because that's the way you can help us evangelize and help other people.
Right.
This verse, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 57 says, "But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Thanks be unto God
who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
It's free.
Yes.
All you have to do is believe Him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now again, remember, these are promises concerning your victory, so I encourage you to meditate on these, speak them out, get them deep into your heart.
Yeah. They came to Jesus and told Him that His family was outside, His mother and brothers. They wanted to talk to Him. And His response was, "Who are my family except they who do the will of my Father?"
Amen.
And that's who we're looking for today. This thing that we refer to as Team Milam, it's just about partnership between us and the Lord, of course. He does His part. And maybe it's you. That's a decision you have to make, but I'm looking for family.
Yeah,
I'm looking
amen.
For people who,
amen.
That's who my family is, those yes. who want to do the will of my Father more than anything else on the earth, because that's what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I need help doing that, and I will do our part. We're just
yes.
making a commitment to anybody who wants to be a part of leading people to Jesus, of teaching
amen.
Them how to have better health and holy matrimony and all the wonderful things that God is offering in His Word. There are multitudes, the Bible says,
yes.
in the valley of decision right now.
Right now. Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking for somebody who will help me reach the multitudes,
yes.
to pray about it,
mm-hmm.
and to finance the kingdom of God being shed abroad in the hearts of the multitudes
yes.
who are looking for the right decision. We have the information they need.
Mm-hmm.
It's called revelation of the Word of God.
Amen.
And we have the Holy Spirit. And the anointing to minister the truth to them.
Yeah.
It'll set them free.
So if you want to help us reach the multitudes, you just go to Milam.org and click on Team Milam today.
John 5 and 4, "For whoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is
yes.
the victory that overcomes the world, even
our
faith.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Romans 8, 37, "Yet amid all these things we are more than conquerors." Yet amid all what? All these things.
Yeah.
Check out what's going on every day around you.
Yeah.
Check out this crazy world. I mean, this world is insane. You know, some of the decisions have been made for little kids in school.
Yeah, yeah.
About abortion. Parents letting little children who are 5 years old decide whether boys or girls.
Yeah.
7 years old, 8 years old. Tell the parent. The parent doesn't make the decision. The kid does. And the kid is talking about what he's hearing his friends talk about in school and what he thinks is or she thinks is cool. Imagine that, making a decision that's going to last forever.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to ruin that child's life
yeah.
instead of trusting God. God made us in His image, male and female.
Yes.
He made us. There are no other
categories.
Genders.
Yeah.
There are no plus, nothing.
Mm-mm.
It doesn't matter what you call your truth, living out your truth. There's only one, and Jesus Christ is the one that is the truth,
yes.
the way, and the life forever. If you trust Him, there'll be no confusion in your life. There'll be no hurt. God'll make this work for you. I don't know why I went there, but somebody knows.
Mm-hmm.
Romans says, "Yet amid all these things, we are more than conquerors and gain a surpassing victory through him who loved us. Glory to God.
It's important, again, for you to understand it doesn't matter what you're facing today.
That's right.
It doesn't matter if it looks hopeless,
nope.
If you think it's too late or it's too hard. According to God, it's never too late for you.
All
it's never hopeless
impossible.
Because amid all these things, no matter what you're facing, in Christ Jesus, you are more than a conqueror, and you've already gained a surpassing victory through Him because He loves you.
Amen, babe.
This is real important for you
That's
to rest
right.
in today. You are
the
loved.
The love of God.
You are loved by Almighty God.
Unconditionally.
Yes, He created you. He knew you before you were in your mother's womb.
That's right.
He knew you. He yes. formed you. He fashioned you.
Mm.
And He has a purpose and a plan for
That's
your
good,
life
baby.
To prosper you, not to harm you. A bright future and a hope. So rest in today that you are loved and that you have already gained that surpassing victory in Christ Jesus. Our job now is to receive that by
yes,
faith.
Yes.
And then we decree it by faith. And then we praise Him for the victory.
It's important that you give Him something to work with.
Yes.
You can give Him your problems. You can give Him your sins. You should do that. Or you can give Him your whole life.
Yeah.
If you give Him a little bit, He'll work with a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But if you give Him everything, He'll work with everything. You'll be amazed. You will be, I mean, it's above and beyond. We say this
yes.
on a regular basis
yes.
now. God keeps doing
yeah.
above and beyond
yeah.
what we could actually ask or think.
Yes, that's it.
That is amazing. He loves you so much,
yes.
you can't even comprehend it.
Mm-hmm.
He's much greater than that. He's much better than good.
Yeah, He is.
He's amazingly wonderful.
Thanks.
And He's in love with you, man.
So our encouragement to you again today is that now more than ever, you need to be confident in who you are in Christ
That's
Jesus
right. That's right.
And what belongs to you in Him. And what belongs to you is victory. Hallelujah. So will you say this after me? In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
I am victorious.
I am victorious.
I am an overcomer.
I am an overcomer.
I am a conqueror.
I'm a conqueror.
And I am a winner.
And I'm a winner.
Oh, praise God.
Thank you,
that is so good. Hallelujah. You might need to say that several times throughout the day.
We do.
And encourage yourself in the Lord. That's what David did.
Yeah.
He encouraged himself in the Lord. So again, I want to also let you know, for those of you who give to our ministry and you give to the kingdom of God, I want to remind you that you already have financial victory.
That's right.
I know the news is trying to tell you, put fear in us with inflation and rising gas prices and rising prices of everything, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Shipping delays and all of the things that they're trying to put fear in us. But we have the victory because we belong to a different kingdom when we are tithers
That's right.
and we are givers. Malachi 3:11 says, I will rebuke when you sow your seed, when you're a tither, when you bring your tithes and offerings to the Lord.
Thank
God
you, Lord.
Said, Almighty God said, I will rebuke the devourer
Amen.
For your sakes
Amen.
So that he will not destroy the fruit of your ground,
Amen.
Nor shall the vine fail to bear fruit for you in the field. When God rebukes the devil, it's a done deal.
That boy is rebuked.
That's right. Now. So the devil can't steal your harvest. That means it doesn't matter how high gas prices go.
Right.
It doesn't matter what inflation does. It cannot steal your increase. Again, you're in a different kingdom. You already have financial victory. So will you say this after me? All is well.
All is well.
In the household of faith.
In the household of faith.
We learned that from Brother Copeland. He's
Amen.
Our father in the faith, and he encourages us to say that continually.
Yes,
no matter
does.
What the news media are saying, we say, all is well in the household of faith.
Amen.
So I want to thank you again for those who do support
Amen.
On the road to freedom, this timely message of faith on the Victory Channel. Now that you've heard the meaning of the word victory, could there be a better word for the channel than victory right now.
No way.
Victory Channel. Hallelujah. For such a time as this, I want you to know that we refuse to draw back.
Amen.
We will continue to boldly declare to
That's
the world
right, my love.
That when we put our faith in God
yes.
and in His Word, we win.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We win every
Thank
time.
You, Jesus.
And if you'd like
Thank
more
you,
teaching
Lord.
On this subject,
Thank
I
you,
encourage
God.
You to check out Mylon's teaching, God is Honest. It's available in CD or MP3 format at our website, mylon.org. Also, please check out our podcast. If you don't have time to watch On the Road to Freedom, then you can get it on the go with our podcast available to you on every platform. Also, we have Church on the Run daily digital devotionals. Those are available at YouTube, our YouTube channel, or also on our website. And again, those are exciting because that's how On the Road to Freedom began. And if you're a Harley rider, you'll enjoy them because we filmed those on location on our Harley rides all over the country.
That's
and they
nice.
Were so much fun. So all of these are opportunities for you to stay in the Word because we know that will keep you on the road to freedom.
I asked him to let me read this testimony. I got so excited. I'm so thankful for this, man. Major Anthony, he's in the Salvation Army. He's a good friend of mine. He invited us to come to a meeting, and he sent me a letter telling me about this. One of the men who came to the altar Saturday night came to rededicate his life to Christ. At the time, he had gotten permission to be off from his job for the weekend so he could attend. His job, he's a bouncer at a strip club. After giving his life to Christ and hearing the word of God spoken by Mylon, he went home and told his wife what happened to him. That day, he called his boss and told him why he had to quit his job. Today, he and his wife are attending the Salvation Army Church. Yeah. They're bringing their teenage son with them, and the whole family is looking for ways to serve Jesus.
Praise God.
Glory
Woo.
To God, man. That's what it's all about.
Yes, it
New
is.
New life in Christ, and you can have it too if you don't already. All you have to do is ask Him. We love you guys. Come to Mylon.org. If there's anything we can do for you, Team Mylon, you made
Thank
this
you.
Happen,
yes.
man. You sent us to that Salvation Army meeting,
That's
and
right.
65 men gave their life to Christ that
wow.
night.
Praise
Some
God.
Homeless guys. Some people in halfway shelters.
Yes.
It all happened because you believed,
yes.
you prayed, and you gave. God bless you guys. Love you, men.
And you know, if you want to join us at an event near you, please check out our itinerary at mylon.org. We'd love to meet you in person.